at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there, sweetums. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're much more attractive in person than you are through my telescope.
You don't like the giggle?
It's terrifying.
And whatever you do, resist the urge to barf directly into his lap. Instead, tell him that you'd like to see his telescope up close and private. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, girl. How you doing, man? This is Sean. We met at the gym the other day. I just wanted to tell you I was watching you after we spoke, and you're really doing those exercises well, but I noticed a few things. I took a few personal training classes, and your technique's a little off, and I just wanted to give you some pointers so you could get the optimal results, because you want those results, baby. Okay, you need those results. For instance, your squats, you're not getting deep enough. You want to thrust as if someone was behind you, helping you, assisting you with that thrust. Okay, baby? Hopefully I'll hear from you soon, all right?
Next message.
Oh my God.
So gross, bro.
I hate him on so many levels right now.
I feel like I've had that guy as my personal trainer before. He's like, let me show you how it's done.
And you know what every woman's looking for is for a man to explain things to her.
That's what they want.
We need more of that in our lives.
Especially while they're squatting and working their butt out.
Yeah, yes.
So that's the time to step in.
I mean,
bro,
nothing turns us on more than that.
Noted.
Next message.
Hey, Sarah. This is P. Look, I really want to apologize for last night for what happened. Well, what didn't happen. I just got to say, I've been cutting carbs lately, and I was thinking a lot about my mom. Not in like a sexy way or anything, but like, just because she's moving and she's, been hitting me up a lot. And you know what? That's neither here nor there. Doesn't matter. I would love if you wouldn't mind, if you could find it in your heart to give me one more chance. I'd really love to prove myself to you. You know what I mean? I'll eat carbs. I'll make sure I don't talk about my mom or think about my mom. I will make sure that I take good care of you next time.
Wow. I've heard of people thinking about their mom to kind of slow things down, but I've never heard about speeding things up by thinking of your mom.
He just kept digging the hole deeper.
I love that men always want to redo. Yeah. Like, they can't just chalk it up to a loss and move forward. They're like, no, I swear that's not me. That's not who I am.
Yeah. Next message.
Hey, James. This is Brett. We just met at the dog park. I hope I didn't come up weird or spacey or anything like that. I was smoking the Mary Jane, a little 420, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so your little dog, your little hot dog wiener dog is so cute. He has these little paws, and he got those little flappy ears, and he was just I just want to put some ketchup and relish and a little mustard on the little hot dog. I just eat him up. Oh my God, I'm hungry now.
I love her.
She sounds like a good time.
I think I just got a contact high. Is that possible, just listening to someone?
I think so.
Yeah, I feel it too, dude. It's some good stuff.
I got the munchies right now.
I know. Just make sure you don't bring your dog too close to her.
Yeah, she may bite.
Yeah. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to some weirdo who's been creeping you out so he can call and leave a voicemail that we can play for you. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Yeah, so basically, I was just calling to just talk about why that lady picked me up, after we were talking outside the club. And, you know, it's my mom, but it's cool though, you know, because she's great and she needs a lot of help with stuff around the house. So, you know, that's why I'm there for her. You know, and I'm kind of a mama's boy, but it doesn't really matter because I can still like hang and party and whatnot. So it's cool. But, you know, I help her out a lot. So I'm like, I can party, but also I can take care of people. You know what I mean? Just give me a call back. And I love you. Bye.
Very much care for people.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. And I'm sure, loves.
I'm sure it's him taking care of his mom, not the other way around.
Yeah. It definitely seems that way. Uh-huh. Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.